Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Day after the election, we've got you covered with all the details. Meanwhile, after this conversation with who won and what were the significant races around the country, it's still day 36 of the government shutdown, which is now the longest in our country's history, and a lot of people feeling the impact, especially when it comes to food insecurity. And joining us, a very familiar name in our region, Esther Bush, who is interim president and CEO, Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Esther, I thought you were supposed to relax. You got called back to duty.
Yes, I did. And for the people of Allegheny County and throughout Pennsylvania, I am always here.
Well, we appreciate
it's good to be back
the service to this community. You have been an amazing contributor. That said, you know firsthand the need that exists right here in our town.
Yes, I do. I don't understand what's happening in our country, that we are letting our people go hungry. I mean, to go hungry, what are we doing about our SNAP program? We all have to do much more to make sure our family and our neighbors are fed. In Allegheny County alone, there's over 130,000 people that are on SNAP. We as a community have to do something to assist them. The Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh has had a food pantry for decades. But like everyone else that we're hearing about, not only in Allegheny County, but across the state and across the country, we are in need of more support to assist our fellow citizens. There are too many of us that are going hungry. And so that's why we wanted to come on air today to let you know that the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh is still extremely active when it comes to providing food and support for those of our residents that are hungry and need our help. And so we're asking if your audience could consider supporting our emergency food drive. And that emergency food drive is one that can assist us with people that come into our offices every single day. And so I am asking, because this benefits eligibility, the applications that we're people are in line to get, Pennsylvania can still apply for SNAP, and we ask you to do that. And so the local response in Pittsburgh and the region, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, of course, continues to be there but needs help. We are very pleased that the mayor has been reaching out and has put additional monies in. But we would greatly appreciate you supporting the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. And I am putting my hands on the info now for you to reach out to the Urban League and go to our website and provide some support for us to continue to serve our neighbors that drastically need our help. And please, keep an eye out for your neighbors, literally the people living next door. or across the street might need your help. Let us look out for each other. We would greatly appreciate you going to the Urban League's website and contributing whatever it is that you can so we can help your neighbors when they come to us.
And that is ulpgh.org, ulpgh.org. And it's sad to see, and this is all about politics, so it doesn't matter which party you assimilate to, or if this is so frustrating because it's hurting families, children, older Americans, everybody. And you said again, please repeat, how many people in Allegheny County are receiving some form of SNAP benefits?
130,000.
It's a lot of people listening
and
right
some
now,
of
Esther.
Some of them are your neighbors. And please don't say, I'm okay, and so it's all right. It is not all right, because today it is your neighbor, tomorrow it's you. It can easily be you. With what's happening right now in our government, we need you to speak up, speak out, and be supportive of each other.
Definitely let our elected officials know how unhappy you are with them not opening the government, just for starters. And we also need a budget at the state level. So, Esther, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you, and thank you for continuing to serve.
Thank you, and to all of your listening radio audience, it is up to each and every one of us to help each other through times like this. Politics is politics. I don't care how you voted, but your neighbor needs your help right now for food assistance. Thank you.
ulpgh.org. Esther Bush, the interim president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater, dovetail what Esther Bush from the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh expressed and needing help for our 130,000 Allegheny County residents who are on some level of the SNAP program. Where are we with the government shutdown? CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The longest government shutdown in history has made air travel chaotic for millions. Traffic was halted at Washington's Reagan National Airport after an apparent bomb threat was made against a United flight. Airport police could be heard describing it.
They say the call came in at 11:18. It was a voice of a robotic male tone. They disconnected the call after a few minutes. Say they wanted $500,000 in crypto or they would do something about it.
The plane landed safely and was surrounded by police as passengers exited. Officers searched the aircraft before allowing flights to resume. Controllers working without pay have been under increasing pressure during the shutdown, with many calling out sick. In Phoenix, ATC staffing delayed hundreds of flights.
There is more risk in the system.
With controllers set to miss a second paycheck next week, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is warning massive disruptions may be just days away.
You will see mass chaos. You will see mass flight delays. You'll see mass cancellations. And you may see us close certain parts of the airspace because we just cannot manage it because we don't have the air traffic controllers.
In Washington, another vote to open up the government failed.
The motion is not agreed to.
With long lines forming at some food pantries, President Trump, despite a court order, threatened to withhold government food assistance until the shutdown ends. His press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, said some aid would be provided.
We are complying with the court's order. We are getting the payments out the door as quickly as we can.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries said the White House was unlawfully withholding billions of dollars.
Chris Van Cleve, CBS News.
So that is an update on the national scale.
And a couple of quick notes to add to that. Apparently today, the president will be meeting with the senators at the White House, I believe for a lunch, before he leaves for Miami, where Press Secretary Leavitt says he'll be making a major or a big announcement about the economy in Miami. And that'll happen at 1 o'clock.
When he says, or she says, senators, is that both parties, or...
That's the interesting thing. I'm picking up that it's Republican senators.
Okay.
But I've also seen a couple of speculative posts on X that Fetterman and some other Democrats might be there. I don't know.
My guess is they're trying to figure out, both sides, how to get the government open while saving face, which is a terminology from Japan where people don't want to look embarrassed.
I think that's exactly right. I think that the Republicans have got to give Chuck Schumer some kind of a victory that he can hold up to say, you know, the shutdown was worth it.
When,
don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But both sides are trying to figure out, all right, our people are getting hurt. We just talked to Esther, very passionate, from the Urban League about people here, right here,
I mean,
day in, day out.
How can you ignore the power in her message?
Why could you possibly, just for political reasons, not feed your people?
But, you know, it's interesting what happens to people when they get inside the Beltway, that bubble in Washington, D.C., isn't it?
Well, they don't live like everybody else.
They don't.
They don't know what it's like working on a razor-thin home budget and people struggling.
I mean, if you have an office in Washington, D.C., a congressional office, maybe you're a senator or a ranking member of a House committee, something like that, you can board basically what amounts to a golf cart and be ferried to wherever you want to go next, underground. That's how crazy it all is.
So that said, what's next? Well, we hope it bears some fruit, whatever conversations are being had, not only at the federal level, but at the state for the budget there, too, because people are hurting there.
Not a peep out of Harrisburg so far this week, Larry. I haven't heard a thing.
The only thing we heard was Monday morning, Senator.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wayne Fontana suggested that there were some, what he felt, productive conversations going on, but we've heard that before. And
but then he also said that it's a completely partisan exercise.
It is, you know? Yeah. For both sides. And both sides have some level of blame, especially at the federal level, when you're not feeding your people. I don't know how else to say it. It's a shame in this country that people are struggling to find food because the politicians can't, and it over semantic, whatever the issue. I don't care what the issue is.
And I think that the issue that you had raised earlier this week about the number of people and then the impact of SNAP on the federal budget, and we found out that the spending for an entire year on SNAP amounts to 0.1% of the federal budget, just a little bit over that. That's how small a cut it is. So in Washington, that's, you know, trivial, but like what you're pointing out and what we've heard earlier today, it's no trivia at all for people who don't get SNAP benefits.
And people are frustrated, they're angry, and rightfully so. When you have a child, a family, again, 130,000 people in Allegheny County alone. And of course, we cover in our listening area much more than that. So there are many, many more. And all because they can't. And this is just to keep the government open, which is only temporary anyway. They can argue, okay.
No, if they finally pass the bill in the Senate, they'll have funding only through the 21st of this month.
So,
and they've got to come up with another CR.
Well, then we've got to go beyond that, and they have kicked the can down the road for many years, and usually you hear, oh, they're going to shut down the government. Okay,
well, it's usually a game of political chicken, not this time.
Right down to the end game. So we're in day 36, the longest government shutdown in the history of the country, and they need to get their act together in Washington and Harrisburg. 10 till 2, Marty Griffin takes the air chair. He'll join us just a few minutes. But right now, Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, anchor woman, KDK-TV, and big part of Kidsburg. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
How was Halloween, by the way.
It was awesome. So much fun. We had probably 300, maybe more, trick-or-treaters at our house. It was really fun.
Yeah, it seemed like the weather held up.
Oh, yeah. It turned out to be a great evening. And my favorite, well, I had two favorite costumes. One was this kid who made a globe, and it was literally handmade. Anything handmade, I'm like, props to you. It was this big, like, looked like a ball, but it looked like the earth. It was very cool. He was wearing that. But the most clever one was, one year my daughter was thing one and thing two, you know, from the Dr. Seuss. Well, they were thing six, seven. So that was clever. I liked that one too. That was cute.
When you mentioned that last week, I shows you how out of it I am in that part, because everybody was like, really, Lair?
Yeah.
You've never, well, no, but then the kids, I understand, they are all doing that six, seven thing.
Yes, they are. But you know what? The more we do it, the less they'll do it, because it won't be cool anymore. So that's the only way there it's going to go away. That's what I'm told.
All right. Let's talk about Disney's Newsies, the musical at the Byam Theater.
Yeah. You know, with this cold weather coming, I just want to highlight a few shows, because there's so many fun shows and it's going to be a getting cold outside. So it's a perfect time to go inside, enjoy a show. And this Thursday through Sunday, Pittsburgh Musical Theater is doing the musical Newsies, the one by Disney. I know you've seen the movie. It's about Jack Kelly, the newsboy and a leader of a band of teenage newsies, and it's a really great musical. They always do a great job at Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and the Byam Theater, if you haven't been, is very small. Every seat's a great ticket, so that's going to be a good show. And then there's a really cool once-in-a-lifetime experience show happening on Monday, the day before Veterans Day, and this is supporting the mission of life-changing service dogs for veterans. Thomas Jefferson High School is hosting this show called From a Distance. So it's featuring Donna Groom of the Skyliners, who's going to be singing songs from the era of specific real letters that are sent from soldiers to their families, or letters written by families to soldiers, going as far back as the Civil War and all the way through Afghanistan. Isn't that cool?
What a tremendous concept.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, maybe you're a little younger, the Skyliners were a huge hit. They really started the late 50s and were part of the doo-wop era, and Donna joined later. She has a beautiful voice, but what a way to use it.
And you know what I love too is that the kids at Thomas Jefferson High School have really taken this as a personal project. They are trying to raise $27,000 to buy a service dog, and they have been raising money at football games, homecoming carnivals, online, and this is part of their fundraising, and so I just want to support the kids there as well.
And those animals are special, and it to a man or woman, a service person who has had this opportunity, they will tell you it's life-changing and has saved many of their lives.
Absolutely. I mean, especially when soldiers go through PTSD, these dogs have helped them. Or if they have some sort of disability, it's just incredible how the dogs, like you said, have become lifesavers.
But I love the concept of doing it with the letters from soldiers or families all
Isn't
the way
that
back
neat?
To the Civil
I know.
War.
It's really, really cool. And that, of course, is the day before Veterans Day. And then on Veterans Day, I want to mention that the Children's Museum is offering free admission. So anyone can go and enjoy this incredible resource in our area. And then one more show, but rather than actually watching the show, you actually get to be part of the theater experience. This is exploring dance through games, imagination, and storytelling with Attack Theater Artists. And this is happening Sunday. It's totally free from 2 to 3. So check out kidsburg.org. You'll see it on our list of fun things to do.
Is that why they call it Attack? Because it's motion.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Makes sense.
And then, okay, I never knew this, but the largest pet expo in the United States is right here in Pittsburgh, or Kidsburg.
I've been hearing a lot about this.
Yeah, I know. I have too. So this is going to be fun. It's Friday to Sunday. It's at the David Lawrence Convention Center. And, you know, I know most kids, they want a dog. I'm just like my kids. They beg, we want a dog. We want a dog or a cat. But, you know, if you're not ready, this might be a good time to go and look and ask the questions. Have your kids ask the questions. How much time is needed? How much money is needed? How do you train? And then your kids are going to get a more realistic understanding of like what's involved in having a pet. Maybe your family's not ready. Maybe you decide, okay, when everybody's a little bit older, maybe we'll revisit the conversation.
We just lost our Kobe, 15 years old this past weekend.
I'm sorry.
And you know, you're so attached. I know Rosie is a
She's
big
like
part
my
of
child.
The family. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, and then we heard Tom Brady cloned his dog.
I just heard that.
He's part of a company called Colossal Biosciences. So, I mean, there's a financial, but it would cost you $50,000 to $60,000. There's another company that's doing it, but I don't know. Even if you had that kind of money, and who does to just throw 50 grand at it, would you do it?
If money was not an option, I think I would.
We'll let Marty know when he gets here in a few minutes. No, but it's opened up the conversation for a lot of people.
Yep. Well, we love our little animals. And then we're going right from Halloween to Christmas. Santa is arriving at the waterfront this weekend.
Already?
Already, yep. Santa arrives at 3. There's a big tree lighting at 6. And, of course, all the shopping happening at the waterfront. In fact, I was just there on Sunday for a bike ride. Vince and I rode on the Gap Trail, the Great Allegheny Passage, from the waterfront.
How was it?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, just gorgeous with the leaves right now. We, you know, rode past Kennywood, and then you can see the Braddock Steel Mills. It's a gorgeous ride with the water, the Monongahela River up there.
I could see that being really great.
Yeah, it's a really nice ride. So, hey, check that out if the weather's good, and then just get in the holiday spirit at the Let It Glow at the waterfront.
And don't forget, the Veterans Day Parade is Saturday here in the city of Pittsburgh. We have one of the largest in the country. And again, free admission to the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh same day. Are you going to stick around? Talk to Marty?
I'll be here. Yes, absolutely.
Check out kidsburg.org. Christine. Coming up, Marty Griffin, 10 until 2. And to begin the show with Christine is...
I had a bunch of peanut butter in my mouth this morning when she left. I didn't get to kiss her. Here you go.
Aww. If you're watching the live stream, it was a moment.
Do you see the tongue?
I didn't see
Boom,
anything.
Larry. Did you see the hands?
I didn't see anything.
You see the rubbing and tugging?
No, I didn't see
anything.
How
are you doing, sir?
Patrick's here, too.
Careful. Well, he wasn't doing any tongue. Man, bad night for Republicans, dog.
Woo!
Dog. Crushed. Everywhere. You know why? Trump. It's amazing. One of my boys, big shot in the state and power. A week ago, Trump was a hero for the Middle East. Now his polls say he's a bum. This is what's crazy about people and about politics. Monday goes to Tuesday, man. They got destroyed last night.
I quoted you at 5:30 this morning. It's just like Marty says, Monday goes to Tuesday.
Damn right, brother. Corey destroyed that idiot Marino. He should stay home. Sweep the yard.
Well, he said he's not running again.
He shouldn't run again. Come on, man. Come on. I should not be in politics. Now will Corey lead. I got the names of the people he's going to hire.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to run his office. Gilman, Dan Gilman, familiar name, right? Your own Zober, familiar name. Now we look at the others. We have him live in a few minutes.
All right. Coming up.
One more kiss. You want to kiss, Larry?
No,
Larry, I love you, Larry.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.